Well, first of all, I'd like to commend your effort in particular for you have been really keeping the matter of Central Africa Republic in focus. I have listened to your frequent, stories and programs which are quite informative. But returning to the issue that you have raised, I guess you are aware that AU in supporting this effort, first of all, we are encouraged to see that with the departure of the ex-president and the prime minister, the Central Africa Republic is now got an excellent opportunity to reorganize their government, to put in place a more proactive government that can work with the international community to help them, secure their country politically and also economically. But in that direction, too, you'll also be aware that the African Union today started moving the Rwandese troops that are going to join the part of MISCA, the African mission to Central Africa, again to strengthen the aspect of the military or the security aspect. But what is important also is the political, which the people of Central Africa, they themselves, should really take responsibility, because peace at the end of the day is for and by the people of Central Africa. And our role is to create an enabling environment for the people of Central Africa to gain stability and development for themselves.
Some people have expressed concern that the troops are not enough to deploy cross-country to reduce this tension. What is the AU doing about this?
Well, of course, the numbers were not adequate, in relation to the magnitude of the challenge. And of course, with the addition of more battalions that now are joining, and we are grateful for the support that we received, particularly from the U.S. government, which is helping us in transporting these forces to Central Africa, the numbers will increase. But again, the numbers must be seen within the context of the atmosphere that was in Bangui and other environments, where the people themselves were really not happy with the government. We hope with the changed atmosphere, it is really not the size of the forces, but it's the attitude of also on the ground. And I think there is need to give now MISCA this space to see with this new environment whether peace will return. And of course, the more important part is really to pursue the political aspect also, which is really ultimately the responsibility of the people of Central Africa.
What do you see as the prospect of peace and the quick return to democratic rule for Central African Republic?
The change of leadership points to the seriousness that the leaders in the region are attached to. And the people of Central Africa have also welcomed this new dispensation with the departure of the president and the prime minister, indicating that with the new leadership, and that's why we talked of a more proactive government, that there is a window of opportunity. Because don't forget that the issue there has been more sectarian, and what it requires, I mean, the composition in terms of ethnic or religious structure of Central Africa, it's not different from many African countries which coexist. So what there is to bring leadership that can overcome the hostilities that extremists had plunged this country into, and find a way of Central Africa emerging out of that. And of course, the question is, the prospect is good, because without it, the people, look at the number of refugees. More than half of the population is displaced one way or another. There is no way that you can sustain the situation as it is at the moment. It is reached unbearable proportions. And so the urgency cannot be underlined much more than the challenge that we see now on the ground.